Testing in the House chamber, 132nd legislative day.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Goodwin. And as he makes his way here, the chair would ask all members and guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance following the prayer. Representative Goodwin.
Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Almighty God, as always when we're starting to do your work and your work for the people of this state, we humble ourselves for you in front of you. And we have a request of you to guide us and lead us. Let us think clearly. Let us think calmly. And always may we keep in mind what we are here for and who we're doing it for. Empower us with your wisdom. We seek that. May your wisdom overpower our simple wisdom and give us strength to make the right decisions. Bless us all for our thoughts. Bless our actions today and bless our families. Return us home safely to them soon. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for September 16th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves that the journal for September 16th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Bill 1020, an act to comply with the order of the court in 18 CVS 014001, Wake County. The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. House Bill 29, an act to require testing for all sexual assault examination kits. House Bill 75, an act to appropriate funds for school safety, require an annual report from school resource officers, establish certain school safety grant program, require the development of a recommended school mental health crisis response program, require annual report for school mental health support personnel, express an intention of General Assembly that additional funds provided by instructional support personnel be used for funds additional school mental health support personnel. Require the development of public instruction study and report on school psychologists and school counselor position. And provide for 8 additional agents of the State Bureau of Investigation to support the Behavioral Threat Assessment Program, consistent with the provision of the Conference Committee Substitute and Committee Report on House Bill 966 of the 2019 regular session.
Chapter bills will be noted. Representatives Lewis and Hall are recognized to send forth a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative Lewis and Destin Hall, Redistricting Committee Report, Senate Bill 692, 2019 Senate Consensus Partisan Map, favorable.
Senate Bill 692, calendar for today. Calendar, House Bill 211, clerk will read.
Representative Shepherd, House Bill 211, a bill to be entitled Various DMV Changes, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from Onslow, Representative Shepherd, is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion that we concur with the conference report, House Bill 211. Very minimum changes were made in the Senate, but it was all for a better bill. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer any questions. If not, I'd like for you to vote green as a yes on this conference report. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate. For what purpose does the lady from Guilford, Representative Harrison, rise?
A question for the bill sponsor, please.
Representative Shepherd, the gentleman yield.
Yes, sir.
He yields.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Section 5, there is a subsection B that all registration plates shall be replaced every 7 years. I was just curious about where that came from. A requirement that all license plates be replaced after 7 years. It seems like their useful life far exceeds 7 years. Page 3, line 44 and 45.
And this was for the license plates, the new license plates, the reflective plates. It wouldn't apply to the old plates. It would apply only to reflective plates. It said we provide that division shall develop standards for reflectivity of registration plates that use latest technology while maintaining a competitive build process, and that was what was changed and put in on the Senate side, that they would have to use a competitive build process, and these are for reflective plates only. Representative Harrison.
Thank you. Quick follow-up.
Gentleman yield to additional question. He yields.
And thank you, Mr. Speaker. And not to belabor the point, Representative Shepherd, is that because the reflectivity wears out?
Based on what I understand about the technology, yes, they wouldn't last as long as it would if it wasn't reflective plates. Thank you.
For what purpose the lady from Orange, Representative Insko, rise?
To ask Representative Shepherd a question.
Does the gentleman yield? He yields.
I sure do.
I know this extends the process, but don't you really think we need to add the word reflected and the reflective plates in there? It says all. I mean, that becomes law.
What page are you talking about, Representative Vinsky?
The same where Representative page 3, line 44, all registration plates shall be replaced every 7 years. It doesn't say all reflective plates.
Let me ask staff about that, if I could.
The gentleman's given permission to have staff on the floor. Tell you what, we're going to temporarily displace this bill. And the chair would encourage if members have any technical corrections of or technical questions of the gentleman, chair's going to move on to the next bill and make we'll head after that and take up 692. If members want to ask those questions of Representative Shepherd, there'll be probably plenty of time to do so. So with that being said, House Bill 935, which I believe is on for its third reading, the clerk will read.
Representatives Blackwell, Stevens, White, and Dobson, House Bill 935, a bill to be entitled an act to implement various provisions related to social services reform, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
This bill is on from third reading, having passed second reading yesterday. Is there any further discussion, debate on this bill? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 935 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Shepherd, does the gentleman wish to be recorded as an aye on this? Shepherd, aye. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 935 passes its third reading and the bill is ordered sent to the Senate. Senate and ordered engrossed as well. Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Senate Bill 692, the clerk will read.
Senators Daniel, Heiss, and Newton, Senate Bill 692, a bill to be entitled an act to comply with the order of the court in 18 CVS 014001, Wake County, General Assembly of North Carolina, enacts.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, the bill that we have before us is the Senate's remedy to the court order to redraw the following county groups. A, the Alamance-Guilford-Randolph group, except certain districts that were frozen by the court. B, the Bladen-Brunswick-New Hanover-Pender group, without exception. C, the Buncombe-Henderson-Transylvania grouping. D, the Davie-Forsyth grouping. E, the Duplin-Harnett-Johnston-Lee-Nash Sampson grouping, F, the Franklin-Wake grouping, and G, the Mecklenburg group. To the very best of my understanding, of the seven groups that the Senate was ordered to redraw, four of the redraws are exactly as appeared in the Chin Maps Set 2. The other three did require certain changes to unpair incumbents It is my understanding that the Senate process followed the other orders of the court, and that the bill received a pretty wide favorable vote over in the other chamber, and I would urge your support on the bill today. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the lady from Guilford, Representative Harrison, rise?
To briefly debate the bill.
Lady has four.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I normally would want to give due deference to the Senate on how they feel about their maps, but I did want to raise some points that were raised by my constituents and many in the public that have responded in the public portal. I think fundamentally there was a lot of concern about the fact that the Senate maps were based on the Chen Set 2. The Chen Set 2 has a built-in bias. It favors the incumbents that were elected in a supermajority back in 2011 from maps that have been deemed by the court to be unconstitutional. So we're starting with a base set map that has a built-in bias for these incumbents that were result of an unconstitutional partisan gerrymander. There was seemed to be a lot of concern from constituents and from these massive amount of public comments that have been filed about the large degree to which members went about protecting incumbents. And there seems to be a lot of concern about that. And finally, the public process, just as I mentioned in the House public process, and I realized that we had a hurricane and other constraints, but there was concern that there wasn't enough ability for the public to participate. So based on those reasons, I'll be voting no. Thank you.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise?
Ask Chairman Lewis a question, please.
Representative Lewis, gentleman yield?
Yes, sir.
He yields.
Thank you, Representative Lewis. Just in the comments mentioned a moment ago, there's mentioned a public portal. I think most people probably don't know what that is. Could you explain exactly what the public portal and the reason for the public portal is? Thank you.
Yes, sir. Representative Torbett, thank you for the question. The public portal that I believe was referenced was an online portal. If you went to the NCLEG homepage where members of the public could register their name and leave their ideas about redistricting. It's my understanding that the portal has been open for over 60 hours now. I know I've been reviewing the comments. I know they've been sent to the various to all of the members of the House. I would assume they were been sent to the members of the Senate as well.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 692 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Garrison, Representative Hawkins, do the members wish to record on the vote? The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 62 having voted in the affirmative and 52 in the negative. Senate Bill 692 passes second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 692 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it. The ayes do have it, and Senate Bill 692, having passed its third reading, is ordered enrolled. We'll go back to House Bill 211, which has been read. The gentleman from Onslow had yielded to a question from Representative Insko, and I believe maybe in a position to answer that question now, so the gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think we answered Representative Insko's questions in the back, so I'd ask that you vote green to concur with this bill. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, rise?
For a question of the bill sponsor.
Representative Shepherd, does the gentleman yield?
I sure do.
He yields.
Just a quick question. Since the license plates in North Carolina are currently made by the prisons, would the prison system be able to bid on doing these reflective plates, or would this just mean that we're no longer going to be prisoners and no longer be doing our plates?
If they were able to make the reflective plates, they would be able to bid on those plates as well. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the conference report to House Bill 211. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. The conference report to House Bill 211 is adopted by the House. The Senate will be notified and the bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Mr. Clerk, Chair directs that Senate Bill 691, the short title was Emergency Operating Funds for Utilities. This bill was passed out of the Actually, the chair strikes it. Just by explanation for members, Senate Bill 691, this is a bill called the Emergency Operating Funds for Utilities. This is a bill filed by Senator Perry and Senator Davis. Chair has been informed this is an emergency situation. Chair, not even sure where Eureka is. I would guess it's somewhere down east since I see Perry and Davis on there. So Chair is going to direct that the Rules Committee take this bill up this evening, Mr. Chairman, and then that'll be read in and the House will take this bill up tomorrow. Ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation at the Office of the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 692, an act to comply with order of the court in 18 CVS 014001, Wake County.
Chapter bills will be noted. Members, for your planning purposes, tomorrow's session will be at 11:30. Notices and announcements. Members, if you could give your attention to the chair. Chair has been approached by the minority leader and the majority leader. There's no objection to this bill bypassing a committee hearing, so the chair is going to strike the referral to rules and will direct that the bill be calendared for tomorrow. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans, we will caucus tomorrow morning, looks like at 10:30. Please look at your inboxes and be prepared for a caucus tomorrow at 10:30. We'll send that notice out this afternoon. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Davidson, Representative Potts, rise?
For announcement.
Gentleman has floor.
The House Health Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. in room 643.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Jackson, rise?
Inquiry of the chair.
Gentleman's recognized.
Mr. Speaker, what time did you say session would be again?
11:30.
So, Mr. Speaker, for an announcement.
Yes, sir.
House Democrats will caucus tomorrow at 10 a.m. or immediately upon the adjournment of rules. Of health.
And Representative Jackson, if the gentleman would like it, needs a different time to accommodate something tomorrow, we can push session around. It's not a...
Mr. Speaker, I think the bill from health will probably need an hour and a half or so to talk about in caucus. That's the only concern. Okay. But I think we can do it from 10 to 11:30.
Well, and for planning purposes on that, Representative Lambeth is handling that bill. He has advised the chair that he is asking that bill not be taken up tomorrow, so you may not even need to caucus on that right now.
Announcement, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman's recognized.
House Democrats will caucus at 10:30 in the morning. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yeah. For what purpose does the gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, rise?
Inquiry of the chair.
Gentleman's recognized.
Yes, sir. Mr. Speaker, will we be in session on Thursday?
At this point, the chair does not anticipate, and all members, Representative Floyd, he beat you to the punch on this question here tonight. All the members may want to pay attention to this. The chair does not anticipate any session on Thursday or the balance of this week. Whether it would be we may have a no vote session on Friday, but there would not be the chair doesn't foresee any business beyond tomorrow, and the chair will make a formal announcement on that tomorrow just to ensure that there's nothing else. I can just tell the body, just to be fully transparent, the only thing that was being considered was whether in the process of the redistricting bill, if there were some technical problems that were discovered and needed to be dealt with. And so the chair is unaware of any issue like that. So central staff has not notified the chair. So it is the intention of the chair that we will resolve our business tomorrow for the balance of the week. And then depending upon some meetings that we may have tomorrow, we may be, and I stress the word at this point, may be in a situation to announce no votes the following week. So, we're going to make sure we get together on that and everybody has a clear understanding of what we are doing going forward. For what purpose, the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise.
Inquiry of the chair.
Gentleman's recognized.
Mr. Speaker, could you go back over your last sentence that you just echoed in the chamber?
So,
you say if we
The chair is looking right now, and will be meeting. Has a meeting with staff and a number of the committee chairs in a few moments after session to determine what things truly need to get done within the next 12 days. And it would be the position of the chair that if there are things that can wait, that we not have to be here next week.
Mr. Speaker, a moment of personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized.
Mr. Speaker, could you do that with all the dealings within yourself?
I'm working on it. I think this is probably, a lot of us are probably ready to not see each other for a few days, so we'll see if we can accommodate that. Any further notices or announcements? For what purpose, the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Carney, rise.
For a point of personal privilege.
The lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. I rise today just to let everyone know, you've probably heard about it or heard the breaking news, but we lost an incredible female leader today in the world of journalism. Cokie Roberts died this morning. Her son, Lee Roberts, was the chief budget officer for Governor McCrory. So this hits home in our state, and I just think that we all ought to have a moment to pause and think about the contributions that she has made across the state and the country.
Thank you, Representative Carney, and the chair will honor that. We will take a moment of silence for that purpose at this time, please. Thank you. Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, September 18th at 11:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Lucas, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, September 18th at 11:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
On motion of the chair, House Bill 283, short title Connor's Law, that bill is withdrawn from the calendar 36B and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Subsequently, that bill is withdrawn from Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House and re-referred to the calendar pursuant to Rule 36B. On motion of the chair, House Bill 633, Strengthen Criminal Gang Laws. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House and recommitted to the calendar pursuant to Rule 36B for the 18th, Wednesday the 18th.